Cluckwan is connected by road to Haines, but governed by the sprawling Chatham School District, which includes the communities of Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs. That means most administrators live elsewhere, and so do the elected school board members charged with overseeing the small campus. Cluckwan educator and grants coordinator Justina Hotch recently briefed the board via remote teleconference.
It is clear that we will not have 10 students for the October count. In fact, we've had more students leave due to the circumstances at the school. And we feel that without having a representative on the board, without having an administrator on site, nor having a head teacher, there's an extra layer of responsibility for the school board and for the administration to have clear and honest conversation with the families and community of Cluckwan and the staff, so they know what or can make some decisions based on what the future holds with the district and this school.
The Cluckwan community's frustration with a school district that's mostly based in other towns has been well documented. Teachers often leave their contracts early. The school lost its second teacher in 2019. And this year, the school district has been unable to hire a head teacher, and so Cluckwan students are being taught by substitutes. The Chatham School Board has called a special working session at the end of the month to discuss the school's future. Board Vice President Francis Veal argued for Cluckwan School employees and families to be a part of those discussions.
I feel that how can we make plans if we don't hear from them?
The Chatham School Board mostly governs the small school from afar. Before the pandemic, it would rotate its meetings and board members or administrators would visit Cluckwan at least once a year. Angoon-based board member Albert Kukesh III says that was a useful exercise.
It's just tough not having site meetings anymore. You know, in the past, when I was on the board before, I would look forward to that opportunity to be in the school, to be in the community, to meet with people.
Kukesh agreed to set up a Zoom meeting with Cluckwan school officials to discuss options for students and families in the Chilkat Valley.
You know, I'm pretty sure the waters are pretty hot there, so I don't need to gauge the waters. So it'd be nice to try to talk to some folks and try to find a solution. Definitely not for this year, hopefully for the future.
Right.
It's a big decision.
That decision isn't far off. The Chatham School Board is clearing the afternoon to discuss the fate of Cluckwan School on Tuesday, October 26. A formal vote could follow at its November 9 meeting. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.